You might know about Allegheny Observatory, do you? It's a University of Pittsburgh facility that is in Riverview Park in Pittsburgh. And some great work occurs there. Star parties happen there. A lot of citizen astronomy, but also scholarship takes place. And that scholarship includes work with youth, and we have a couple youth that are part of the research programs at Allegheny Observatory. I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself, and if you have any shout-outs, please go ahead and pass them along.
Yeah, hello. My name is Esme Offner, and I'm a senior in high school, and I would like to thank Miss Handren at the observatory for all her organizing and help, and also Dr. Anna O'Grady at CMU, who's been helping me on my project this year.
And is this your senior year?
Yes.
So you're about ready to be done. You're at Pittsburgh Alderdose, right?
Yes.
And what are your plans afterwards?
Next year, I'll be going to Caltech in California.
Congratulations. You just sort of slipped that in there. Have you been out there a few times?
I visited once in April.
That's a great opportunity. Gianna, how about you?
Yeah, my name's Gianna. I'm also a senior in high school. And I would like to give a shout out to all of the members of the Allegheny Observers just for all of the fun times we have as a group and all of the great research we do.
Now, it says here that you go to Oakland Catholic, OC, and did you just graduate as well?
Yes.
And that was, you guys graduated early, earlier than most. That was about a week ago, I think.
Yes.
What are your plans for the fall?
I will be attending the University of Chicago.
Boy, both good schools. That's where my brother went. Do you have winter coats? Good heavy winter coats?
I'm going to get more.
Well, I'd love to learn more about the work you're doing and what you've been learning. We've talked before, but your work has evolved since we last talked. So I'll let you kind of jump in and talk about what you're up to, and you can also interview one another or ask questions of one another as you talk about your work. Do you want to start, Esme?
Sure. Yeah, so this year I totally switched up what I was doing, and I decided that I would try and calculate radio velocities of stars. And so I chose this project because the observatory had recently gotten a new grating for their telescope, which essentially splits up all the light and allows the observer, so me, to get a spectra of what I'm looking at and try and find elements in that spectra. And so using that, I was trying to calculate how fast these stars were going towards or away from us. So the project was tricky, and I ran into a lot of challenges. So it was a lot of problem solving, and I didn't quite get the answers I wanted, but so is research. So, yeah.
And my project, the main one I've been working on this year, is about variable stars and seeing if there is a correlation between their physical system and their light curves. So I took pictures of a bunch of variable stars over a certain time period, because variable stars are stars that have changes in their brightness over a period of time. So I would image the stars over a select period of time, so I would be able to map the brightness of the star and its different luminosities throughout its period. And then I was able to see that looking at a light curve, you can determine physical systems just by looking at that. And as well as that project, I've also been doing a lot of astrophotography with like galaxies and the last lunar eclipse.
I have so many questions. I'm going to turn back to Esme for a moment. What were the challenges that you found to be perplexing?
Yeah, so when you would normally do a project like I was doing, you need to have a spectra of the elements with nothing moving. So normally you would put an element just in front of your telescope, but the observatory currently does not have one of those. So I was trying to substitute that with taking images of stars that are not moving with reference to us, towards or away from us. And so I ran into a lot of issues with those spectra not lining up with the spectra I was trying to use to calculate these speeds. And so I was getting really, really, really large speeds, which were unrealistic.
So that really is an important part of research, is if you use a method and if you get an answer that is outlandish or just crazy, you have to rule it out, right?
Yeah.
I do that with math all the time. If I add 10 one-digit numbers in my head and get a number over 100, I know that something can't be right.
Yeah.
When you're measuring velocity of stars, I guess I'm wondering, it's one thing if you're measuring velocity, you've lots of dimensions to consider. I guess that's what I'm thinking about, is it's one thing to measure speed in a particular direction, but with velocity, the stars aren't really constrained, right? So do you have to account for that, or...
Yeah, so I was looking just at the component of the velocity, the radial velocity, that is going towards or away from... I changed my calculation so that they would be in terms of going towards or away from the sun.
Okay, so you figured out a standardized component of the velocity to constrain it.
Exactly.
That's smart. Jana, did you have particular challenges in your work?
Yeah, so since I did many different variable stars, there were some of the stars that I did have to repeat nights for, solely because since I'm imaging for such a long period of time to be able to get the full light curve, if like a single cloud comes over the telescope, most of my data becomes ruined for that night, and that means I'd have to repeat it a different night. And there was one star that I believe I had to take about 6 different times before I could get an actual light curve on it, just because the counts kept getting messed up due to just clouds passing over the observatory. Because most of the time when we're observing, they're clear nights, but there's always the possibility of a stray cloud just passing over. So that was my main issue within the project. There weren't any like larger issues such as Esme had, but that did occur quite a bit for mine.
How do you know when you're tracking a variable star, how do you stay focused on it? How do you know you have the right star?
Yeah, so it's actually a program on the telescope that we use that tracks the star, and it moves the telescope in the dome according to where the star is. So we essentially, at the beginning of our observing sessions, we have to program the telescope to be pointed at that specific star throughout the duration of our observing period, and then it'll just stay focused on that star the entire time.
And what's that length of time like?
Well, it varies star to star. So there were some nights I was observing to get a full period for about like 3-4 hours. Sometimes the periods were only about 1 hour. It varied star to star 100%, but for most nights it was probably around 3-4 hours.
So they're shorter than I was thinking. I was thinking it would be a matter of days or weeks.
Yeah, there are some variable stars that are their periods are a matter of days or weeks, and there are some that are even like years. So I was looking at mainly short-term variable stars rather than long-term. And in some cases, I was only able to get a select portion of its period just due to it being such a long period.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Esme or Gianna, you can call us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Do either of you have questions of the other about the project work you're doing?
No, we've both heard each other's talks on our projects multiple times.
Yes.
Because we present at science fairs together.
I'm curious, it's straying a little bit from astronomy, as to what you're feeling right now as you get ready to go to Chicago and to go out to Caltech. My guess in your case, Esme, are you like pretty much ready for high school, like enough already, like let's get going?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel a lot of that. I'm definitely done with high school, but I'm in the last like week and a half now, so
yeah, that's
not so bad.
I think that's a common feeling. I know Oakland Catholic students that I know, even though you're done now, but they were ready to be done much earlier. Some people might not know what it's like to be in this. It's a strange period, right? You're kind of you're neither in high school or in college. You're in between. What's that like?
It's kind of a weird feeling because you don't really know what to do with yourself, because you're like, in past years, you're always ready for what's going to come in the fall, and you're kind of like expecting it. You still have like summer homework that your teachers will give you for the next school year. But it's just kind of like a weird feeling not having to do any like schoolwork, because like I know at Oakland we would have to do like all these summer assignments, and it's just weird knowing that I don't really have to do any of those. Rather than that, we have placement tests to take, and it's just an odd feeling knowing that in just like a few months everything will be completely different.
Do you know if you'll have a roommate or what your living conditions are going to be?
I don't know that yet. My housing applications are due at the end of the month, and I don't find out until August. We'll see.
And what about for you, Esme?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling really excited to go to California, but also a little sad because all my friends are going different places. And so it's a little like unclear when we'll all see each other again after the summer. But yeah, and then like housing wise, I also don't find out basically until I'm there. It's kind of hard to picture what it's going to look like in the fall, but but I'm still feeling very excited.
I'm glad. It sounds like, I mean, it would be common, I think, to be anxious, but it sounds like both of you are more eager and excited than anxious, which is a really good way to be. Do either of you know anybody at the schools already?
I do not.
I do. I did a summer program last summer with high school rising seniors from all over Pennsylvania.
Was that the NASA-sponsored program?
I did Pennsylvania Governor's School for Science.
Okay.
Yeah, and so there's another person who was there who's also going to be with me at Caltech next year. So.
Well, that's excellent. What do you think you're going to study?
I'll be studying astrophysics and probably also something, like probably a minor or a double major in something in the music field just for fun.
That's pretty cool. And what about you, Esme?
Yeah, I'm thinking either physics or astrophysics, but I don't have to declare my major until the end of my first year, so.
Yeah, and you'll have a lot of chance to go through a discovery period and to learn about things. Is there anything else either of you want to say about your projects or about science in general or about your work?
Yeah, just for everyone listening, the Allegheny Observatory is always open for visitors. If you go on the observatory's Instagram or the Eventbrite, you can find out about events happening at the observatory. There are also weekly plans, and we would love to see you at some of our events. And we actually have one next weekend, next Saturday night, where we will be talking about the celebration of student research. So a lot of our high school and middle schoolers will be talking about the research that they've been doing the past year. There will also be tours of the observatory, and it's a great way to get to know some of the work that's being done there.
So yeah. observatory.pitt.edu/research is a good way to find out that information, too. Esme?
I think Gianna covered it.
You guys are great spokespeople. for this, and it's wonderful to see you both pursuing STEM, but also thinking really broadly, including music and everything. I'd love to check in with you when you get back to see how your first year is panning out.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here
Thank
today.
You.
Thank you.